2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 8:30.
Right now, our current temperature is 63 degrees.
Well, earlier problems have cleared up on our roadways. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Utah's 2020 school year. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
New numbers show more families did not enroll their students in public schools this fall, with kindergarten enrollment seeing a significant drop.
Utah's 2020 school year. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has the numbers.
Kindergarten enrollment dropped by almost 5% in 1 year. Education officials say it suggests families chose not to put their kids into kindergarten right now. It's optional. Overall enrollment numbers show 9,000 fewer students in public schools than officials had expected. There was a threefold increase in students starting homeschool and a 2.2% increase in students going to charter schools or online schools. But these first numbers are from the spring, and other families made enrollment decisions over the summer. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A spike in the number of COVID-19 cases at BYU and UVU prompts the governor to return Provo and Orem to orange or moderate level pandemic restrictions. That in turn prompted Utah County leaders to issue a countywide mask mandate.
My rally cry would be, come on, we're better than this. For us to have to be moved to orange, we've got to do better.
But Provo Mayor Michelle Cafusi notes that college students don't seem to care about mask mandates since there's been a mandate in place in Provo since before students came back to BYU.
Investigators in Springville are looking into whether a man arrested on suspicion of at least a dozen burglaries may be responsible for even more crimes. Details from KSL-TV's Andrew Adams.
Police say they've already been able to return the stolen property to owners. Chief Craig Martinez says there could be other theft cases out there connected to this guy. They want to know if people in the area have fallen victim to stolen trailers, construction equipment, and shed burglaries.
The police chief says after the arrest, investigators found three storage units full of stolen merchandise.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. Saturday, the Cougars of BYU host the Trojans of Troy University at Lavelle Edwards Stadium.
Football game temperatures are looking pretty good. Looks like lots of sunshine for Saturday, and you can't beat it. Highs only in the mid-70s, cooling nicely to some jacket weather into the evening hours on Saturday.
Grant says temperatures along the Wasatch Front should be in the upper 80s for today and tomorrow before falling into the 70s for the remainder of the week.
Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg now lies in repose in her beloved court. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the casket of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg lie in repose at the Supreme Court following this morning's memorial in the Great Hall.
To the justice's colleagues, to her law clerks, and to her court family, the country mourns with you and sends you our deepest love and comfort.
Rabbi Lauren Holtzblatt, President Trump says he'll announce a nominee to replace Justice Ginsburg on Saturday. In fact, the president says he'll hold a news conference 3 p.m. Saturday, that's Mountain Time, announcing the nominee to replace the justice.
I'm getting very close to having a final decision made, very, very close.
Federal judges Amy Coney Barrett and Barbara Lagoa considered the top candidates. And we have this just in. Football Hall of Fame running back Gale Sayers has died at age 77. The former Chicago Bear gained much fame for his interracial friendship with teammate Brian Piccolo during the civil rights movement of the 1960s, as he did for his football playing. A movie was even made about the relationship while Brian Piccolo battled cancer. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Still one of my favorite movies of all time.
Me too.
Utah Task Force One is home from Oregon. Team leader Wade Russell says that they were prepared for people to not want them there as they looked for bodies and surveyed damage in their recently burned down homes. But he says it turned out to be the other way around.
They lost absolutely everything. And we felt like we were the ones being taken care of by them more than we were taking care of them.
Russell recalls an elderly man who couldn't find his wife's urn. His crew dropped what they were doing and found it. He says that man has called to thank them every day since.
A 30-year-old man is in a Miami hospital recovering from a shark attack. The Atlanta man was snorkeling in the Florida Keys when he was bitten by an 8 to 10-foot shark.
911, where is your emergency?
We're out of Eastham. Where am I? Out of my son. I just got bit by a shark in the shoulder. We need help immediately.
The man's pregnant wife reportedly dove into the water to help pull him out. He was eventually airlifted to the hospital, where doctors described his injuries as severe.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.